Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one of my lucky dip today comes from Claudia, who says, I tend to wear the same things all the time. I have many nice things, but sometimes I lack the confidence to wear or style them. What to do? So when you have beautiful things, wear them. There is no, you know, time. There's no point in holding off on to your good stuff for a better time to wear them, because the best time is now. And this is because clothes are like milk. They go off over time. You know, fashions go out of fashion. And so therefore, if you own something, wear it. Because if you're putting it off because you haven't got the confidence, or, you haven't got anywhere to wear it, all those sorts of things, then the clothes will just go off and they'll never get used. And they'll have been a waste of money. Now, the confidence to wear them. Now, this is something interesting. One of the things I find is that often we can feel like we're going to be the center of attention if we wear something different from what we normally wear. And this can make some people feel really uncomfortable. But please don't. The thing is what most people have discovered when they do start wearing something that's a little bit different is that people will actually, they'll get compliments, and, you know, most people will look at somebody who is dressed stylishly and think, wow, I wish I was wearing something like that. So it is one of those things. We can often feel quite self-conscious. And so often taking baby steps to do this, and this is what I do in my Evolve Your Style 31-Day Style Challenge. It takes you baby steps to a new version of you in a new style and trying something different. And you know what? Even when we do something that feels really uncomfortable and not like us, and we get through the day wearing that, we discover that nobody laughed at us and nobody made fun of us, and it was actually fine, and maybe we even got some compliments, that it gives you that motivation and that confidence to wear something different. So it can just be starting off with small baby steps. Add in small amounts of the things that you're a little bit unsure about how to wear, but you'll be amazed at how soon, you know, and how quickly you'll start to adapt. Because really what you're doing is you're building some new neural pathways in your brain. And that's what we have to do with our style, is build some new neural pathways so that we do feel more comfortable. And I always think about, you know, the comfort zone is very tiny, and every time we push ourselves out of it a little bit, the comfort zone expands, and what we really want to do is expand that comfort zone. And then if you've got ideas about styling, so you're just not sure how to style them, well, I have a blog post all about how you can use Pinterest to help you find ways of styling things. I think it's a really useful tool. So go onto Pinterest and you just search up, say maybe you're looking at, you know, a specific sort of item of clothing. Could be a denim jacket, for example, or a white shirt, or whatever it might be. How to style that, put it into Pinterest and see what comes up. And then you can take some inspiration from what appears there. You will find that there's lots and lots of things that people have already put out there on the internet to give you some styling tips and advice. So I do have a whole blog post on how to do that. So you can go and check that out on the blog. It's a little bit old, but if you just, you know, how to use Pinterest or put something like that into the search in the blog search bar, you will find it fairly easily. And I probably also, you know, even also search on the blog for, you know, different garments or things like that, because there may be something that I've already done in there as well that can give you some tips. And the other thing I would recommend is that you have a look at my outfit masterclass. And this gives you a new way and a new strategy of how to think about putting outfits together for you in a way that feels really authentic and comfortable for you as well. So that is another thing to think about, because of course, you know, we can admire somebody else's style, but it may not be our style. So part of it is starting to figure out what is your style and how do you want to put things together for you. But I do say, wear the clothes. You have them, wear them before they go out of date and out of fashion. Next question comes from Leslie, who says, how can I identify my body shape? Now, the easiest thing to do is to dress yourself in some, you know, leggings and a tight t-shirt or tank top, vest, cami, whatever you want to call it. So something that's very form-fitting. Make sure the underwear you've got on isn't digging in though and creating kind of bulges where they might not be. So I always go like, be careful with the underwear, wear the kind of most seamless sort of underwear, but then put on the tight, you know, leggings and a and a tank top, and then take some photos of yourself. So just take some photos, you know, get the camera a little way away from you, not too close, because it will distort. Camera lenses distort whatever is closest. So you see, when I put my hands close to the camera, they become way bigger than my head, versus if we were sitting together in person, my hands, if I moved them that far forward, would not look so big. So be aware that camera lenses make whatever is closer look larger. So sometimes it's better to take your photos from a bit further away and then crop them down. Make sure you've got a good amount of megapixels. I mean, if you're using most modern smartphones, they're pretty huge megapixels, so you don't have to worry too much. But it could be, instead of just taking it from 2 meters away, take it from 4 meters away. Sometimes that distance gives you a better, more realistic view of what you look like, because whatever is closest to the camera, it's more evenly close to the camera by you get a little bit further away. And then you can do my body shape calculator quiz. So I have got some instructions of how to, you know, like look at it and answer the questions. And I've got a free body shape calculator quiz on the blog. So go head there. Or if you want a professional opinion, of course, you can join my 7 Steps to Style program. And I give you my professional opinion on body shape, as well as colouring and all those other sorts of things as well. Now, remember, some people can be a little bit of a combination of body shapes. So, of course, you know, there's, you know, billions of women in the world, and all our bodies are unique to us, and body shapes are just general guidelines. So I do say sometimes we can be a little bit, you might be go, I'm mostly this, just put with a touch of that. And I always say, when you look at those recommendations, if you're a little bit stuck between two, the best thing to do is to try on the clothes of each of the recommendations for each of the body shapes you think you might be, photograph yourself in those outfits, and then put them side by side and notice, go, which one do I think is more flattering on my body? And that's going to give you what your body shape is. In the end, that is the best way of telling. Until you get the clothes on, you sometimes can't tell as easily. So you might be an H shape that's got a bit of a waist, but it's not really defined. You know, this is where it's like, is it really a defined waist or not? And I have got tips on the blog about finding your body shape there too. So lots of resources for you. Last question today comes from Mimi, who says, my biggest problem is finding the colours I want, turquoise, brilliant blue and royal purple. Now, it is so great that you know that there are certain colours that you want. And yes, you might find that it's hard to find them. And colours, just like styles of clothes, go in and out of fashion. So if you are not finding turquoise, it could be because turquoise is not currently in fashion. If you are not finding those colours that you want, and it's because they're just not in fashion right at the moment. And you just kind of have to wait for them to come back into fashion, if you want to do it that way. Or you take clothes that have got enough similarity to the, you know, or maybe they're white, and then you dye them to the colours you want them to be. So you can either kind of create the colours with dye, or you just have to wait until they come back into fashion. It is exactly that way. And it's really interesting that when I have gone shopping, so looking for colours that go in all my drapes, for the colour analysis. And I remember spending just, you know, 1 year I could find intriguing red really, really easily. And the next time I went to buy, I couldn't find that colour anywhere for love nor money. So it is always that sort of thing. And even in fabrics, it's interesting. You'll find that colours will appear and disappear. There's always going to be colour trends, just like there are fashion trends. So if you can't find what you're after, then dye it. And this is what I've done. Sometimes I've dyed, I've like bought something that I go, you know, it's an okay colour, but it's not the colour I really want. And then I'll just dye it into the colour that I do want it to be, as long as I know that it's going to dye fairly easily. So some fabrics dye more easily. Natural fibres dye much more easily than synthetics do. And, you know, so I'll dye the clothes, and I'll make sure that I'm not buying something that's the completely different undertone or whatever. I'm not trying to change the thing too much. That starts to get a little bit more complex. Instead, I'll be looking for something that's either, you know, kind of white or lighter, or, you know, say I want, say, a turquoise blue, and I might buy a lighter blue, and then I'll turn that into turquoise. It's not the shade I want of blue, but I can easily turn it into the shade of blue that I want with some dye. So there you go. And I've got lots of tips on over dyeing too on the blog. I have a wonderful person, Bernadette, who writes these. She does lots of dyeing, has lots of experience. So do check those blog posts out if you're thinking, well, maybe that's the way I'll get the colours that I want in my wardrobe. Thanks so much for watching and your questions. And also too, don't forget that I've got my wardrobe full of clothes and nothing to wear masterclass on at the moment. Next live one is tomorrow morning. It's the last chance you'll have to watch it live and ask me questions live. That's tomorrow morning at 9:30 Melbourne time, which is the evening in the US and Canada. And, you know, kind of, yeah, late afternoon, evening, depending on what part of that world you're in. And then there will be replays available as well until next Wednesday, which you are watch on demand. So love you to join me live. I always love to have you on live because I love interacting and answering your questions and all those sorts of things. But do please join me for that. It's probably going to be the last time I'll do this until maybe a year away. So if you want to watch this, then come on, get the free download. The workbook is really great. It's got lots of activities for you to do that'll help you improve your wardrobe. And of course, I'm giving some tips and strategies on how to stop having that wardrobe full of clothes and nothing to wear, because it's such a waste and it doesn't make us feel great. Thanks again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.